Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the people who they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything with no stress. With their help, I could finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Michael Seifert from Public Square joins us. Make sure you download the Public Square app, publicsq.com. That is publicsq.com. You have to email me, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. I really enjoy hearing from you. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. freedom@charliekirk.com. Russ Vogt joins us as we talk 930 strategy. I ask, what is a woman to a group of college women? And they do not know the answer. And Bob Menendez, I got a lot of respect for this guy. No, I'm half kidding. Not really. You'll know what I mean if you listen to the end of the episode. It's far from respect, but the guy's got game. And I bet he could win re-election in New Jersey. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com and subscribe to our podcast. That is Charlie Kirk Show Podcast. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Joining us now is Russ Vogt, president of the Center for Renewing America. It is September 26th. The shutdown is looming on September 30th. Russ, thank you for joining us. We've had a lot of congressmen on the program, some great guys, Congressman Dan Bishop, Matt Gaetz, we've had Chip Roy. But I'll be honest, it is a Chinese fire drill. It is disorganized. You have people on every single side. I was on the phone this morning. No one knows what the heck is going on. So, Russ, what are you hearing? What can we expect coming to September 30th? Do you think the government's going to shut down?
I do think it's going to shut down. I think that's where we are, and I think it should, because this is the last leverage point we have against the Biden administration. And you're right, Charlie, in the sense that when you have kind of an intentional strategy on the part of leadership to force this into a corner, it's going to leave something to be desired on the execution front. But here's the good news. I think the House conservatives are increasingly united in forcing a conversation about moving forward on bill by bill and really focusing on the woke and weaponized restrictions that need to be put in place to put a vice grip around the Biden administration's activities against the American people. I think you're going to see those kinds of debates this week, and it's going to move to a good place in terms of the theatrics of the last several weeks.
Yeah, and I want to make sure that we calm down the alarmism. So I received a couple emails this weekend. Charlie, I can't believe you want a government shutdown. I need my Social Security checks. Russ, let's tell the truth about this. Social Security still goes out. Medicare still goes out. Essential government services, which I find hilarious, because if they're not essential, why do they have jobs? They should all be fired. This is a partial, very partial, let's just call it a fractional government pause, because it's not actually a shutdown, because they all get back pay. It's basically the secret that no one wants to say is that a lot of government workers are hoping for this because they basically get a vacation. Russ, tell us what really happens, because this is important.
You got the parameters of this. I mean, two thirds of the federal government is on autopilot. Not a good situation, but the reality of where we are. So a third of the federal government is subject to what we call the annual appropriations process. But if you're on Social Security, there's nothing to worry about. You're going to get your check, and you're going to get your check on time. Medicare, the Department of Defense is going to continue to be out there defending our country. All of the people that is in the business of securing this country are going to be similarly at their post. What this does is this says, you know, for those of you who are working on the Biden climate regulations at the EPA or the Department of Interior, sorry, you're going to have to go home. You're not going to be able to be at your desk and working. And so this is not something, there are tried and true ways, and I've managed this for President Trump, to make this painless as possible, consistent with the law. We thankfully blazed a pretty good trail on that, that they're going to have a hard time playing politics with this. We'll be holding them accountable. But in terms of the, this is not a situation where the, you know, you're going to go off a cliff and somehow you're not going to get your government benefits. It's just not the case.
Oh, okay, so let's get into this here. What then is the ask? Because the way I look at it, the way the stars have aligned, the universe, all of a sudden, again, I'm not happy about this, but it just so happens the border has never been as bad as it is right now. And that's like intersecting right with this funding fight over border security. Russ, if Republicans can't get this done when there's 8,500 people illegally entering an Eagle Pass alone, I mean, it's not as if this is something that happened 6 months ago. This is actively occurring. Then Republicans are completely worthless. Russ, so what is the ask, and strategically, what is your advice for how they actually get it done?
So my view is that they have had a wonderful banner, a messaging parameter called no security, no funding, that allows them to be able to go at this seminal threat that we're seeing along the border and to make that a very, very important issue. I also think it allows them to deal with the weaponization at the Department of Justice. I don't think that this we can leave this leverage point without doing something against the regime that is trying to steal the next election and at the same time going against half the country and considering them enemies of the state. So I think there's a lot of things that that can be done. But if we don't get to the end of this process and have dealt with those two issues and then spend a lot of time trying to defund the offices doing the bad activities, it will, I'll consider it a failure.
So, but then the goal needs to be then not paperwork processors on the border, but actual border security. That's a major difference. But also, I think that the pressure needs to be that Joe Biden needs to start deporting these people. He's hosting them and just releasing them into the interior of the United States.
Exactly. And that there's a specific rider that needs to be put in place. And Stephen Miller has been calling this for this some time, as well as Chip Roy. It needs to be illegal in the sense that you can't spend the money to be able to release someone into the border. That's the kind of thing that it's not just about changing laws that they ignore. It's about saying that a bureaucrat is going to be facing criminal charges in violation of the Anti-Deficiency Act if they ignore the appropriations law that's saying that they can't do that. And as a result, that will change a lot of the policies that we've been asking for.
So we're looming towards this lockdown. Reemphasize what you're saying about leadership. How has leadership basically set the table for failure? Build that out for us.
Sure. The year started with much promise. For the first time, House Republicans were governing with conservatives in their caucus, and they were achieving things that no one thought was possible, to pass $5 trillion in potential cuts. At the debt limit deal, Kevin McCarthy walked away from House conservatives and went essentially into coalition with House Democrats. At the time, he used as an excuse, he said, "We'll do all this through the appropriations process." That was an excuse, because they then didn't move any of the appropriations bills themselves. It's not like these bills are passed out of the House and sitting in the Senate. Instead, they've had a pileup in which we are now up against a deadline and they're asking for more time. But the problem is that McCarthy has never governed from the standpoint of, we're going to use leverage points to save the country. Instead, he puts a cartel view on it, which is, we're going to try to minimize what is necessary to get past this leverage point, because otherwise it will have political risk. And I think you and I agree, like, we're not going to save the country without managing political risk. And we can do that. We have done that previously in shutdowns, and the country will reward Republicans when they fight over these leverage points. That's what we're asking right now. And I think conservatives are insisting on it. And so far, he's having to go in their direction.
Yeah, and I think we need to reject the framing of shutdown, which, by the way, ideologically, all I'm on board for. Maybe a pause. I mean, how else can we message this? Because, Russ, here's what's going to happen, right? So we are barreling towards not getting a deal done on Saturday, right? And honestly, I hope a deal doesn't get done, in the sense of, enough, draw a line in the sand, show your voters you're fighting. You know, don't. It's better for no deal than a bad deal. I think you would agree with that, right, Russ? It's better for no deal at all than a bad deal. And so September 30th happens, and again, your Social Security checks still go out, Medicare still goes out, military still do. You have the DEI, you know, lesbian bureaucrats at the Department of Homeland Security or whatever that might not, you know, be going to work for a couple of days. Honestly, good thing. So, but Russ, let's just kind of think about this. How could we better message it? Because the media, Sunday morning, I Face the Nation, CBS, all that, full court press, Republican shut down the government once midnight hits on Saturday night. So how do we get ahead of this and preemptively message it and not just be on our heels and play defense?
Yeah, I mean, I think the reality is to go back to the facts. What is occurring here is a lapse in funding. It is a lapse in funding. The government's not shutting down. The Department of Defense is still up and running. That would be the case if it actually shut down. Those people would not be at their post. What is happening? Funding has lapsed. Funding will come back on when Congress reaches a deal. And I think if we can communicate facts in that vein, we will help our case and explain to the American people what's actually going on. But here's the thing that I would say. These leverage points in which there is confrontation and there is political risk are incredibly important because the only chance that we get to get the country's attention, it's when people who are not listening to politics are listening to their like Christian music station or whatever they're listening to, and all of a sudden they have the news update that's saying, okay, there is a government lapse. Oh, what are the terms that are being discussed? Oh, the weaponization of the Department of Justice. That's what we want, and that is a feature, not a bug, of our politicians here in the cartel of Washington, D.C.
Yep. Russ, you're doing a wonderful job. Center for Renewing America, we're going to have you back on. September 30th is the big day. I think we're going to swing and miss, but honestly, I'd rather have us strike out with no deal than one that betrays our voters. Russ, thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks, Charlie.
For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. When I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of mine and Turning Point USA, which is why I'm proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 878-PATRIOT. Free activation when you say offer code Charlie. Join me today and make the switch today to this excellent company. Go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 878-PATRIOT. Matt Walsh deserves a lot of credit from the Daily Wire. He came out with the documentary, What is a Woman? And I've been doing this for 11 years on college campuses. And when I saw the documentary, I said, man, that is a brilliant way that Matt is framing it. Such a simple question. Where all of civilization, since the beginning of the species, you know what a woman is, that only the college educated think that it's a trick question. They're unable to answer the question. So I go to college campuses, so you don't have to. Turning Point USA is the nation's largest organization, not even close. High school, college students. And whenever you come across some very passionate trans activists that are ladies, it's helpful just to ask the question. It's not a trick question at all. When I say that sending your grandkid to a college is playing Russian roulette with their values, you'll see what I mean. Here is a tape. I'm sitting down speaking to these young ladies, and I ask them, what is a woman? What is a woman? One of the more simple questions a human being can answer, a four-year-old can answer. This is an example of the ideological poison, toxin, that college campuses have become. Play cut 86. What is a woman?
That's a stupid question, dude. That's a dumb question.
What is a woman? It's not a trick question. What is a woman? You can't answer the question with the question. Yeah, define the woman without saying woman. You're in college paying for an education. What is a woman?
How about you talk to someone with media training? How about you talk to someone?
You don't need media training. It's not a trick. What is a woman? You can't answer the question with the...
Are you talking about...
It's the college kids of America going hundreds of thousands of dollars into debt who think it's a trick question when you ask them what a woman is. That's the state of America today. You're speaking to the most passionate. They're there yelling at me, protesting, screaming, swearing at me about trans, whatever. And I just say, so what is a woman? I don't have media training. Or that's a stupid question. That's my favorite. They just throw something down. That's a stupid question. Wait a second. So the entire Democrat Party for years is all about women's rights, and they can't tell you what a woman is. The answer is very simple. XX chromosomes, an adult female. That's it. An adult female with XX chromosomes, period. But they can't say that because then it breaks and it has a glitch in the matrix of the trans mafia. That's why they don't like that question. It's the ultimate glitch. And here they are, young ladies. By the way, they could have owned me. They could have been like, sir, I'm a woman, and you'll never know what it's like to be a woman. That's actually a pretty good answer. Why won't they say that? Because they can't. Because they value trans ideology over womanhood. How about you talk to somebody with media training? Media training? I'm asking, what is a woman? Marsha Blackburn asked the moron Ketanji Brown Jackson, the affirmative action woman on the Supreme Court. And she said, well, I'm not a biologist. And she's not a very smart person. We've been through that. And she was kind of flummoxed by the question. When you go down to basic vocabulary, it's amazing how they build their entire worldview on a couple of words, a couple phrases, and they can't tell you what those actually are. I hear this a lot, and it's 100% true. These people are brainwashed into a cult, which of course is what happens when you send your kid to college. They say, I'm not a biologist. I haven't had media training. That's a stupid question. Or my favorite, a woman is that which identifies as a woman. That's like saying, what is a tree? A tree is a thing that thinks it's a tree. No, I know, but you have to define it without saying the term that I'm asking. They can't do that because providing a definition means that there is separation, means that there's distinction. They're not able to do that because it would invalidate all of their beliefs. Truth is a threat to their worldview. They value trans over truth. The entire woke regime that we are fighting on college campuses, rather successfully, might I add, is built on untruth. Woke is built on lies. Our worldview is built on truth. Hey, everybody. Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop at the pillow. Mike Lindell has created the Giza Dream bed sheets. These sheets look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep, which is crucial for your overall health. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you'll receive 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets, marking prices down as low as $29.98, depending on the size. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. That is MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, including the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper, MyPillow kitchen towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-875-0425 or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Kirk, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Joining us now is Michael Seifert from Public Square. Everybody should download the Public Square app, publicsq.com, and take out the Public Square app. Michael, several things I want to talk about. First, I'm going to talk about this Time Magazine article. Conservatives aren't just boycotting Bud Light. They're trying to build a parallel economy. Congratulations, Michael. Tell us about it.
Well, the article was actually very fair. I was appreciative of it. That was not all that typical for an establishment media outlet, but I was grateful that they couldn't deny the reality. The parallel economy is booming. While Targets of the world and Bud Lights of the world and the HelloFreshes of the world and the Burger Kings of the world continue to embrace progressive virtue signaling and woke behaviors over providing quality products, we're actually singing a fundamentally different tune. We're swimming in a different direction. And this economy is burgeoning. It's blowing up. And we're very grateful for the way in which our movement has rallied around this cause. I will say, I have never seen a political faction, conservatives all together, rally around one cohesive thing as much as I have the parallel economy. It's amazing. The different stripes of conservatism that have come together to say, you know what, we can vote every day with our wallet. I think it unifies our base in a very profound way. And it allows us to not just have the power at the ballot box every 2 and 4 years. I certainly admire what you're doing, fighting the election fight, Charlie. But I admire it especially because you actually believe that we can vote outside of the ballot box as well.
We vote every single
day with our wallet. And that was articulated with this time.
We vote every day. And so if you guys look here, you don't have to look at the website, but you should go to publicsq.com. Don't look at the article. Don't give them the traffic. But yes, it is rather fair. And it talks about how there has been a response by Grassroots America to engage in freedom-loving, freedom-appreciating type companies. And so this is really kind of played out again over the weekend. Burger King, which their food is just awful and poison, says that they're no longer going to advertise on Rumble, which is another one of our favorite companies and partners. And they say they're done. Also, HelloFresh, never heard of them, and ASOS Menswear. Basically, they're all pulling advertisement from Russell Brand because of anonymous allegations that came over a decade ago. It really makes me wonder, Michael, and I'm sure you've done some research into this, there has to be some activist pressure externally. Burger King did not come up with this on their own, right? There was probably some syndicate, some activist cartel that pressured Burger King to stop placing ads. Talk about how these things don't necessarily always happen organically, Michael.
Yeah, in fact, it's rarely happening organically. It's actually very more institutional than we might realize. So there are two pressure systems. Number one is the nonprofit network that claims to be for human rights. So this is the ADL pressuring advertisers to cancel conservative hosts or creators. We've obviously seen that blow up recently. So the Anti-Defamation League that actually loves to defame people, which is kind of ironic. Then you've got the Human Rights Campaign that's actually anything but a proponent of human rights. If you're a white Christian straight man, they will gladly weaponize the political and nonprofit system against you and your rights. But they claim to help marginalize quote unquote communities. So you've got those nonprofits that literally make it their sole aim to cancel those folks that they deem oppressive or hostile to their message. Then you have arguably the even more sinister institutions, which are the financial networks and systems that are built to incentivize woke behaviors, meaning the ESG and the DEI complex. You have folks, banks, financial institutions, credit institutions that will literally give financial favor to certain companies if they have a higher ESG or DEI score. So you can imagine what advertising for an enemy of the left would do to your ESG score. Oh no, we may lose our financial access and not have quite as favorable of loan systems. So we're going to cancel the creator that we used to advertise with. That's how these things happen. It's pressure through organizations that receive a lot of donor funds that are funded by the Soros Empire and the Clinton Foundation in order to stifle voices that disagree with them. And it is a financial institutional system that is designed to reward progressive authoritarian behaviors. And obviously, Russell Brand found himself out of their good graces, so they weaponized the system against him.
Yeah, so you take, you know, Burger King, for example, which is a massive company. They have a holding company called like Restaurant Brands, a $20 billion company. You're trying to tell me that Burger King, in their massive marketing budget, which, by the way, like every other NFL game is a Burger King ad, right? I mean, so the huge volume of advertisement. You're trying to tell me that they organically woke up and they say, oh, yeah, by the way, the $50,000 of ads that we're spending on Rumble, get rid of it because of old allegations against Russell Brand. No, here's what happened is that left-wing activist groups went to Rumble, RUMBLE.com, and they saw some of the blue chip advertisers that were there, and there were probably 30 of them, and they were successful to get three to decommit. Scalps, right? So they try to create momentum. They try to create this synthetic push to try to destroy Rumble, destroy any platforms of Russell Brand, because obviously he's speaking out against that stuff. But you're trying to fix that. Talk about the business directory at Public Square, Michael.
Well, we are actually the safe haven in the home for advertisers that want to spend their money with the goal of attracting consumers that love the Constitution and the values that it protects. We have adopted the largest network of businesses in the world that are fundamentally against this cancel culture funded by the left. You're exactly right. And what happened with Burger King in this situation? So what we've done is create the alternative. If you want a lot of restaurants and a lot of food providers and a lot of clothing companies, the watch I'm wearing now and the shoes on my feet that love the country and the Constitution and the values that it protects, that recognize the gift of liberty endowed by our creator, these unalienable rights. If you want to spend your money with companies that support those ideals, Public Square is the network. We are also now larger than the entire active base of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. So for us, the Chamber of Commerce is dead. We are now the replacement that is not corrupt, that's actually prioritizing the representation of America's small business interests. So whether you're a business that wants to get your voice out and connect with a group of consumers that are excited to shop with you because you have values alignment, or you're a consumer that is tired of funding the woke industrial complex and you're ready to spend your money with a business that would never lecture you about gender ideology or cancel you because of your conservative views, you can head to publicsq.com and you'll find both of those opportunities there.
And so you're starting to see some anxiety across some of the corporate America types, right? Because they're worried that them becoming super PACs that also sells, you know, Democrat super PACs that also sell products and services, that it's fallen apart, that this is an unsustainable model. And we know this because of the layoffs. We know this because of a lot of their, you know, let's just say earnings are a little bit lower than their necessary projections. And look, if half the country started to shop their values, we'd be in a much different place. I mean, in Burger King, they come out and they say, you know, we have a picture here, time to be proud. They have the Pride Whopper, right, back in June. And Michael, reflecting back on this summer, I think a lot of this changed during Pride Month. I think this was one of the first Junes where corporate America realized that there was a liability, not a benefit, to embracing the trans radical gay agenda.
Well, and they're kind of in a sticky situation now because it's sort of a catch 22. They can't win because they've already shown their true colors, no pun intended with the pride stuff. They show their true colors, and now they're trying to have their cake and eat it too, come back to the middle, wherever that is. But at the same time, they're refusing to deny their past behavior. For example, with Target, when they came out and promoted tucking underwear for children in their children's section, they faced a lot of backlash, rightfully so. Moms were really frustrated and were not down to patronize that type of establishment. So they removed some of the memorabilia, some of the merchandise in certain stores that may have a certain propensity to be disgusted by that type of thing. But in Seattle, they keep it up. And then the CEO comes out after the fact and says that we are going to redefine how we do pride, but they're still going to do pride. The same is actually true, Charlie, and I'll finish with this. Larry Fink, the CEO of renowned wealth management firm BlackRock, largest asset manager in the world, came out this week and said that we are redefining ESG. We don't want to use the term anymore, so we're getting away from ESG. Well, the media enterprise came out and said, see, guys, look, BlackRock's dropping ESG. They're not down for political stuff. They're not a politicized company. But if you actually read into it, they've doubled down on all the principles of ESG. They're just changing the acronym. And so it's important for American consumers right now to be very attentive. Is the company that was virtue signaling a few months ago, are they actually changing their ways? Or are they simply trying to pull the wool over your eyes, make it look like they want to be for all people, when in reality, they're refusing to deny the very actions that led to the decrease in their market cap in the first place?
That's exactly right. And we're seeing momentum. We're seeing small businesses join Public Square. And it's a navigational tool. And people say, Charlie, what can I do? Audit your finances. How much of your money is funding the enemy unintentionally? How much of your daily expenditure, of your monthly, oh, I get $10 this and $5 that. When you go out to eat, are you going to go to a local small business or a restaurant that flies the trans flag or one that flies the American flag? Public Square helps solve that. I'm enthusiastically behind it. Go to publicsq.com. That's publicsq.com. Michael, thanks so much.
Good to see you, Charlie. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. When the government used emergency edicts during COVID to restrict the gathering and worship of churches, three pastors facing the risk of imprisonment, unlimited fines, and their own churches being ripped apart took a courageous stand and reopened their doors in the face of a world that chose to comply. The Essential Church is a feature-length documentary that explores the struggle between the church and government throughout history. The story uncovers those who have sacrificed their lives throughout history for what they believe in. Rediscover why the church is essential and how we prove this stand remains true from a scientific, legal, and most importantly, a theological and biblical perspective. This is not your typical movie. It will change your life. You need to see this movie with your family and friends. The Essential Church is streaming today exclusively at salemnow.com. That's Essential Church Movie streaming at salemnow.com. That is salemnow.com. Check out The Essential Church Movie. It's terrific. So go to salemnow.com right now. I just have to say, this Menendez thing is really something else. So Menendez steps up to the microphone, and he basically just gives double middle fingers to the entire Democrat Party. And I'm here for all of it. For number one, first, Menendez is totally a crook, okay? I don't think there's anybody. He's framed. I love his excuse he gives at the press conference. Coming from Cuba, I know what it's like to have bank runs, and I have been doing periodic ATM withdrawals. He's like, okay, then how do you explain the gold bars and the halal guy buying the gold bars and giving them to you? It's just hilarious. But innocent until proven guilty, fine, sure. It also just weakens so much of the media's focus against Donald Trump. Like, it really does weaken it. If Menendez would have resigned and kind of gone down willingly, it would have just kind of gone off. Now, the fact that he's fighting, first of all, I have respect for it. He's like, you're going to have to drag me out. I have secrets on all of you. I mean, as a conservative pro-American guy, honestly, I hope he stays in power. Like, stay as long as you can, man. Make this as big of a deal. You got Pelosi saying he should resign, AOC saying he should resign. You have Fetterman say he should resign. I say he shouldn't resign. I think he should stay in the Senate for as long as possible. Fight, man. Because you know what Bob Menendez is probably going to do next? I mean, this guy really, his identity is all in his Senate seat. He's going to do a press conference and be like, and trust me, there are other people in the Senate that have done far worse. Like, he's going to go scorched earth, potentially. But he was as defiant gets yesterday. Play cut 73.
To those who have rushed to judgment, you have done so based on a limited set of facts framed by the prosecution to be as salacious as possible. Remember, prosecutors get it wrong sometimes. Sadly, I know that.
And here's his excuse about why there is $400,000 of cash throughout his home. Play cut 71.
For 30 years, I have withdrawn thousands of dollars in cash from my personal savings account, which I have kept for emergencies and because of the history of my family facing confiscation in Cuba.
Right. So thousands, but hundreds of thousands? $400,000 in cash? Honestly, I respect the game, Bob Menendez. I really respect it. Because you just got to imagine Bob Menendez thinking over the weekend. All right. How do I spin the cash? How do I? No, can't say that I was a hooker. Can't say that I did sex work. Can't say I was a drug dealer. Ah, I know. I did periodic ATM withdrawals. And I'm just going to ignore all the gold bar stuff. How long until Bob Menendez comes out as trans? AOC has some strong thoughts. Play cut 5.
I want to ask you about some Democratic politics. You were outspoken about George Santos, the New York congressman, and said he should resign because of all the legal issues and ethical issues he was facing. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey, as you know, has just been indicted on bribery charges. Should he resign? And what do you think of his statement that it has to do with him being a Latino?
Well, you know, I think the situation is quite unfortunate, but I do believe that it is in the best interest for Senator Menendez to resign in this moment. As you mentioned, consistency matters. It shouldn't matter whether it's a Republican or a Democrat.
The clip gets cut off short because here she is. She's speaking as if, you know, she's a spoiled white girl from the Upper West Side, which she is, Latina. And then she just, like, all of a sudden her dialect changes. It's one of the best parts of the quote, where all of a sudden she's like, yeah, you know, I really think this is wrong. But as a Latina, it's like, wait, hold on a second. Like, why all of a sudden, like, what's with the code switching? Answer, Democrats code switch all the time. She's an expert in it. So, look, Bob Menendez, honestly, you should just put on a MAGA hat at this point. Bob Menendez should be just walking around with a Make America Great Again hat. Because as long as Bob Menendez is still a U.S. senator, it weakens a lot of the media chatter about Trump and this. Honestly, I wish parts of the Republican establishment would fight as hard as Bob Menendez does to hold on to his corrupt Senate seat. And I say this with zero sarcasm. Bob Menendez very well might win re-election in New Jersey. New Jersey does not consider multi-indictments from the federal government and gold bars in cash to be an impediment. They consider it to be impressive. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns.
What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.